to Dr. T. Art, Sheila Bowers, Centennial Project Director, Centennial Commission members, Minister Terry Lynn Campbell, and Saros, good evening. I am excited to welcome you to our annual Global Day of Prayer. As you know, our founders were women of faith, and they stepped out on that faith when they established Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated on Friday, January the 9th. I'm sorry, the 20th. Sorry, I'm just getting off the plane. January 16, 1920. The Centennial Commission is intended on honoring that part of our sorority's history. We dare not forget the God who has allowed Zeta to remain over the past 96 years. As we continue our countdown to Centennial, we are excited to host the second Global Day of Prayer call this evening. It's going to be wonderful, it's going to be prayerful, and it's going to reach our hearts this evening. At this time, I'd like to present Minister Terry Lynn Campbell. She is one of the authors of our new devotional book entitled Faith of Our Founders. This book has been a blessing to the sisterhood and to me personally. I have used several of the verses from the Final Womanhood section in the speeches that I have delivered within the past few weeks. And the one that's very dear to me when I'm all alone and my mother comes to my mind, I will read the one that says, "Better days are coming." If you have not gotten your copy, then I encourage you to do so. You can find the information on how to order the Centennial devotional on the Centennial website. Most important, this evening, Minister Campbell loves to pray for the needs of others as she will lead us in prayer for our sisterhood. And I want us to take this very seriously. And again, I apologize. I'm just getting off the plane and trying to get my thoughts together for this evening. As I traveled these last couple of weeks after my mother's passing and visiting with Saros, they share with me their trials that they go through with their parents who are elder and who are in facilities. They share with me that they have cancer, they have a disease that is not very good to them, and they need prayer. So this second day of prayer for us is absolutely the best, and I'm just so delighted that Minister Campbell can help us and guide us. Sometimes you just don't have the words, but I'm completely lost at words today to let you know just how important it is that we always do everything in prayer, not only when times are hard, because that's usually when we fall on our knees, but we need to pray all the time to make sure that God is guiding us in the direction that we need to go. And to understand, and I'm sure Minister Campbell will touch on that today, that we do make mistakes. We're not perfect, and we will continue to make mistakes. But with God by our side, he is only guiding us to where we need to go. So good evening, Minister Campbell, and I will turn it over to you today for our second Global Day of Prayer. And again, thank you for the beautiful daily devotional, Faith of Our Founders. You are truly a blessing, along with your committee, for developing the book and for making sure that it's available to the sisterhood. Minister Campbell, it is now in your hands.
Thank you, Madam Grand, and good evening to you and to our sorors. It is my privilege and my honor, and I'm humbled to be able to share with the sisterhood this evening in this capacity. It is definitely something that I believe is a calling for me just to serve as an intercessor. And tonight, as we begin to go into prayer, I would like to begin by, I always like to read a scripture and pray the word of God. So just a few quick verses I want to share of the 27th Psalm. It's the Psalm of David, the first through the third verse. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? This is from the New Living Translation. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. And then down at verses 13 and 14, yet I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. It is very true, my sisters, that we want to find ourselves continually as we wait on God for the things that we are asking Him for. We want to find ourselves continually in a posture of prayer. We don't want to just approach prayer as something that is like our Christmas list where we only pray when we want something. So I think it is very important, and it gives great respect and honor to the memory of our founders who were known as the Praying Band, that we come together on a regular basis as a collective sisterhood and seek the Lord on behalf of Zeta, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of this world. There is so much going on in this world, in our nation. It seems like the clock, the hands of time have been turned back. And people are afraid, people are concerned, people are fearful, but we know that we have a God that we can go to. And we want to seek the Lord tonight on behalf of each other. It's true that we are our sister's keeper. And sometimes, as Madam Grand said earlier, sometimes one sister may not have the words to say. But if we can just undergird each other and lift each other up in prayer, that can go where we cannot sometimes physically go. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, first of all, thanking you because you are a good God and you are God. And we acknowledge your presence in our lives. We reverence you. We reverence who you are to us. We give you reverence and we adore you. We thank you for being God. We thank you for being God on our good days. We thank you for being God on our in-between days. We thank you for being God on our bad days. We thank you because we know that despite what our outlook may be today, tomorrow, next week, or even at the end of the year, we know that you are there. Your hand is leading us and guiding us and protecting us, and you're keeping us. Your arms are around us. We know that you are looking out for us, God. And so we come tonight, first of all, God, asking, Lord, that you search us, search our hearts, God, search our minds, God, search our spirits, God. If there be anything that we have done, anything that we have said, anything that we have thought that is not pleasing unto your sight, God, we ask that you would forgive us, Lord, because we do want to be women of character. We want to be women who are finer, not just in our appearance, but in our conduct, in our character, God. We want to be women of integrity. So, Lord God, we come tonight asking, God, that you would shine the spotlight on us, search us. And if there be anything in us that is not pleasing to you, we humbly ask tonight and we bow and we ask that you would forgive us, that you would forgive us if we have done someone wrong. Forgive us if we have said something wrong to somebody, about somebody. Forgive us if our actions have not lined up with the word of God, if our actions have not lined up with who you have created us to be. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God. We want nothing to be between us and you. We don't want anything to be between us and our sisters, our sorors. We don't want to lose someone and have malice and ill will and envy among us or between us, Lord. So we ask that you forgive us, God. And we ask, God, that you would allow us to live peaceably one with another. Your word says that we should follow peace with all men. So we want to be coexisting in our chapters, in our sisterhood, and live in peace. God, we're living in a world that's got so much negativity at times going on and wars and so much fighting and fighting that's coming even to our nation, God. There are murders going on a daily basis to the point where it's almost commonplace and expected. And so, God, we ask, we pray for peace. We know that you are a God that can restore order. You can restore peace, and we ask that you do that tonight, Lord God. We pray, God, for the sorors, the members of our own sisterhood who have lost loved ones, God, that have lost loved ones to violence. They've lost loved ones, and they don't understand what has happened. They've been victims of violence and violent behavior and belligerent negative behavior. We pray for them, God. We pray for those tonight, God, who are grieving the loss of loved ones, God. There are some who've lost loved ones last year, and the grief, the pain still is there and is still fresh. There are others who have lost loved ones even this year. God, our grand, as her mother went on to be with you, you called her home, and we pray for her, and we pray for others who also sit in those kinds of seats right now, and as they're grieving and they're trying, they're working through their grief and they're trying to function, God, and some days they just don't feel it. We pray for them. We lift them up to you tonight. We pray that you would extend your arms around them, your arms of comfort. We pray tonight that you would just wrap your loving arms around them. God, wrap them. Oh, God, wrap them around them. Wrap them in the midnight hour when tears just come down, and they can't say anything, and they can't explain how they're feeling to others. But, God, you know how they're feeling. You know what they're going through. And so we pray that you would go where we cannot go to those who are grieving, God. We pray, God, for every soror who is serving in the role of being a caregiver for loved ones, God. We pray that you would give them strength, that you would give them stamina, that you would give them intestinal fortitude, God, so that as they're taking care of sometimes two households with the income of one household, we pray that you would provide, that you would give provision for those who are caring for others, whether they're caring for elderly, God, or whether they're raising children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren in some cases, nieces and nephews. We are part of such a giving, caring sisterhood, and we know there are times that our arms are extended and we don't even know where the next day's bread is coming from. And sometimes, God, we know that there are sorors who don't feel like they can ask anyone for anything. Their pride gets in the way, and they just don't feel like they can ask, God. And so we pray, God, that you would make up the difference for every member of our sisterhood who is in need, God, who is lacking at this hour, God, the ones who are raising someone else's children, and their own children are now questioning their decisions. We pray for them, God. We pray for the wife, God, who is caring for her husband, who has got a terminal illness, God, the one who is caring for her spouse, God, who has got an illness that has made them incapacitated and taken them from two incomes to one income. God, you know the needs of your people. You know the needs of every Zeta that is on this line, every Zeta who will listen to this call. You know the needs. You know what we don't know. You see what we don't see. We pray for our sorors who have got to take leave to go to the hospitals and to doctor's appointments, who've got to take leave to accompany children who are autistic and children who are special needs to programs, children who are dealing with terminal illnesses and serious illnesses, who are using leave and using their resources, God. We pray for every soror, every member of this sisterhood, whether she's active or financial or not, we are still our sister's keeper. So we're coming to you in prayer, and we're lifting up our sorors tonight. We pray, God, that you would meet the needs, that you would meet the needs. You said in your word that you will meet our needs. You will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And it's not according to our wealth. It's not according to our intellect. But your word says you'll do it according to your riches and glory. Help us to separate our needs from our wants. And help us to be grateful for the things that you have already done for us. And God, when times look lean and things, we get low in our spirits and we question you, God, we pray tonight that you would help us to remember the times that you've already brought us over. Help us to remember the things, the trials, the tribulations, the mountains that you've already brought us over, already helped us to tunnel through. Help us to remember the times that you've made ways for us when we didn't see ways. Help us to remember when you gave us tuition money when we didn't see it coming, when we didn't know where it was coming from. Help us, God, help us not to be complainers, but help us to be women who call ourselves blessed, who recognize that we are blessed, who recognize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, to the point where we don't have to compare ourselves with another soror. We don't have to compare ourselves with women in another sorority, but we know that we are king's kids, that we are queens, we are princesses. We have been made and shaped in the image of our almighty creator, who is you, God. Help us, God. Help us not to have envy and malice and competitive spirits that are unnecessary against our sorors, God. We come against all infighting and all backbiting and all jealousy and all envy, God. We know that there are times that we miss the mark. We recognize we're not perfect, God. So we ask that you would help us, that you would help us, that you would help us. Help us to walk worthy of being called finer women. God, the thing that makes us unique as we, God, close out this finer womanhood observance time for 2016. We ask that you would help us to be finer in our conduct. Help us to be finer in our spirits. Let people see a difference in us, not just because of the colors that we wear, but let them see a difference in us because of our character, because of the conduct, because of the words that come out of our mouths, God. Let the words of our mouths and let the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, oh God, because you are our strength. You are our redeemer. You are our keeper. You are our way maker. You are our sustainer. You are the one who regulates our minds when our minds are full and clouded and our judgment is clouded at times. You are the one. So we look to you tonight. We look to you because you are indeed the author. You are the finisher of our faith. We thank you, God, that we have a mind to come together collectively to pray, God. We pray tonight, God, also for our nation, God. We pray for our nation, God. There are times when it seems as though we've been set back almost 50 years in America. So we pray for America. We pray for America. We pray, God, for our president of these United States. We pray for the First Family. We pray for the members of Congress that you would help them to make the right decisions, Lord. Help them to make the right decisions on behalf of the people in this nation. Oh, God, we pray tonight, God, for all those who are elected to serve the people, God. Help them to serve the people and not special interests, Lord. We pray, God, we come against this anger, this spirit of anger that is seeming to permeate our nation. Just anger, anger, anger. Such anger, such malice, such bitterness. But we pray against it tonight. We pray for peace to be descended amongst this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we are engaged, as we are an engaged people in this sorority, God, and in the things of this nation, in the endeavors of our nation, we ask tonight that you would protect every Zeta who is engaging in service, who is engaging in advocacy, who is engaging in educational pursuits. Protect us, Lord, as we go out, as we march, as we do advocacy work, God, we ask that you would protect our members, God. Don't let them be harmed. Don't let them be maimed at any rallies, at any meetings, God. We ask that you would protect the members of this sisterhood. God, we pray, God, for our cities, our inner cities. So many of them are dealing with really serious issues. We pray and turn our attention towards Chicago tonight, God, with the murder rate being what it is. We pray, God, even this time last year, we didn't realize that when we prayed that riots were about to break out in Maryland and Baltimore. We don't know what is yet to come in this nation, but we know that you are God. So we're praying tonight for our nation. We're praying for our elected officials. We're praying for every governor, for every mayor, for every county council person. We're praying for our judges, God. We're praying, God, for our girls, God, their esteem is taking such a hit, but we pray for them tonight. We couple the programs. We add to the programs that we're engaging in for our girls. We add prayer to that, Lord. We add prayer to that, God. And we ask that you would touch the hearts and the minds of every soror who goes into schools and who speaks to youth and through our youth programs and through our schools. Touch them. Give them the words to say that will uplift, that will heal, and that will empower our girls, that will encourage our girls, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that our girls are not violated, God, that they're not violated. We pray that their esteem is not shot down by someone that they trust and someone that should be speaking life to them. We pray for their parents. We pray for their mothers. Some of them don't have mothers, God, who can speak life into them. So we thank you for using us to do that, to go where mother and grandmother sometimes are not able to go. We thank you. We count it a privilege and an honor to be able to be used by you to speak into the lives of girls and into the lives of sons. We thank you for using us in the work of the kingdom, in the work. This is ministry work, what we're doing. We thank you. We don't have to have titles and collars, but we thank you for allowing us to do ministry throughout this great world. We pray, God, we pray for our elderly members, God. We pray for our doves and those who are elderly tonight, Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you for their examples. We thank you for their service. We pray for them, God. Even as we engage in elder care in our communities, we want to lift up the elderly who are in our sisterhood. Continue to keep them and protect them and provide for them. We pray for the widows, God. We pray for them tonight. We lift them up to you tonight. We ask that you would continue to encourage them and lift them up, God. Provide for them. Don't let them go lacking in any manner. We pray provision for them tonight, God. We lift up the seniors in the various homes that we have adopted in our chapters throughout this sorority. We ask, God, that there not be any abuse in the homes, in the senior centers that we're visiting, God. When we leave, we ask that your spirit would remain and that you would have angels that would watch over the seniors. There are times when elder abuse is just running rampant, and we pray that that not occur in any of the places that we are serving. And if it is occurring, we ask that you would expose it. God, protect our seniors. Protect our seniors. Protect our youth, God. Protect our undergraduates, God, on these college campuses. Some of them have got racism just rearing its ugly head. So we ask that you would protect our undergraduates, Lord. Protect them as they go about and learn, God, and seek higher education. We pray for those who are graduating this year that you would provide jobs for them, that you would give them what they need to succeed. God, help us as Zetas to encourage our undergraduate sorors, to uplift them, to network with them, to give them jobs where we have the ability to do it. God, help us. Use us. Use us for the upbuilding of your kingdom, and use us, God. We are willing vessels. We are willing vessels who seek to be used by you. And we pray, God, for those who are sick among us. We've got sorors who are sick, sorors who are physically sick and ailing. And so we lift them up tonight. We lift them up tonight. We ask God that you would heal, that you would heal. You told us that whatever we ask for in prayer and that we believe, you said we will receive it. You said it will be ours. So we pray tonight for those who are sick among us. You are the God who healeth all manner of diseases. So we lift up our sorors who are sick, those who are terminal, those who are ailing. We lift up those who are dealing with illnesses, long-term illnesses, lupus, cancer. We lift them up tonight. We lift them up tonight. We lift up our sorors, God. Help us to have balance and to take care of ourselves, take care of our bodies. Call us away for a time to retreat so that our bodies can heal, our minds can heal and be renewed, our strength can be renewed and restored. We pray, God, for those among us who may be dealing with mental illness, who may be dealing with clinical depression, any kinds of depression, any kind of burnout, God, we pray for them. God, we don't look down on them, but we lift them up through prayer tonight. We ask that you would help our sisters to get the help that they need, to get the support that they need. If we come across a sister, God, who is dealing with mental illness, we ask that you would help us, give us resources, help us to be able to point our sisters in the right directions, oh God, so that she can be healed, so that she can be healed, not only in her body, but in her emotions, in her spirit. We pray for the ones who are just downtrodden and broken in spirit. Life may have gotten some of our sisters down, and even interactions with other sisters may have gotten our sisters down, but we lift them up to you tonight. We lift them up to you tonight. We come through this line in prayer. God, what an awesome responsibility and privilege. You said in your word that one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And we know that we've got more than two on this line. So we put every demonic influence to flight tonight in the name of Jesus. We put every demonic influence under arrest, be it racism, be it sexism, be it competitiveness that is not like you, oh God, be it putting one another down, be it backbiting, be it lying, oh God, we put all of those things to flight tonight in the spiritual realm. Oh God, you said that whatever we ask for, when we pray and believe it, that it shall be ours. So we thank you tonight. We pray for the one even that called on this prayer line tonight, just saying, Lord, I just need you. The one that can't articulate what she needs, but she knows she needs a touch from you. I pray tonight that you would touch our sisters. You would touch the one who is really about to just give up. Touch the sister, touch the soror who is about to just call it a day and pack it in. Touch the one who may even be suicidal that hasn't communicated that with anyone. Touch the one who says, God, I'm just so overwhelmed. Touch the one who says, I don't know how much more I can take. Touch that sister tonight, God, please, in the name of Jesus. Touch that sister. Lift that sister. Let that sister know that she is loved. Oh, God, we don't necessarily know each soror's direct specific situation, but you know. So we touch and agree tonight on this line through prayer, and we believe that you will touch the one and meet every need. God, because you are God, you can go where we can't go. You can go where our grand cannot go. So we ask you to do that and be God tonight. Be God in Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. God, and we will be careful to continue to give your name glory and praise and honor because it is due to you. We will continue to do the work that has been assigned to our hands, the work of Zeta that is really working for you. We will continue to be the eyes and the ears of Jesus on this earth and servants. We will be servant leaders on this earth. As long as you equip us and as long as you anoint our hands and feet to do the work, we commit to do it. God, we ask that you would receive this prayer tonight in the spirit of humility and with victory we pray. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, my sisters. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.